Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Little Van Halen bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for staying with me. And I'm excited about the two new friends that you're about to meet. Stephanie Stewart and Sean Davis are our new friends, and they're the co-founders of a website called businesshelpingbusiness.com, and they're here to talk to us about the day that they had yesterday and why they think what happened yesterday should happen every day. Stephanie Stewart, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Sean Davis, welcome.
Good morning, Jim. Thank you for having us.
It's good to have you guys here. So Stephanie, tell the audience what was yesterday.
Yesterday was National Business Helping Business Day. And
all right.
it was basically a celebration of how small businesses contribute so greatly to the U.S. and the world economy, and how through helping one another, through each business helping one another, we can do more than working apart.
So the truth is,
it was really encouraging that.
The truth is, though, Sean, is that every day, because you and I, we all know, the three of us and certainly people listening know that small business owners don't have to have some national day to help each other. We do that all the time. But yesterday was just the day that we kind of made a big deal out of it, right?
Well, that's true. Yesterday was more of a real focus for us to help out the community, to help out small businesses, and to really put a day together to focus on some cooperation amongst small businesses. And to me, yesterday was a fantastic success. Worked
well, so tell us what happened, Sean. What happened yesterday?
Well, yesterday it started fairly early with a number of hits coming into the site. There were a number of press releases. There were tweets going out over Twitter. There were a lot of email links that were coming into the site. And almost immediately we started to see an upswing in our utilization. And throughout the day we started seeing our numbers continue to grow above what we normally saw. So,
and if your numbers are growing, that means one thing: people are helping each other more and more, right?
That's right. People are getting it, and people are feeling the spirit.
They're feeling it, right? As the cloud said to the sun, "I'm feeling it." But business helping business. Tell us about how it works on your website, Stephanie.
Basically, Business Helping Business is a newsletter-based service. It's a free service for small, medium businesses, and you go out and you subscribe to what we call the Needs and Haves list. And the Needs and Haves list comes out weekdays at the end of every day, and it has in it needs and haves that have been submitted for that day by other business owners. And what
so
I mean by
it literally, it's a newsletter that lists, so it'd be 10 companies say I need this, and 12 companies say I have this.
You got it, and it's not that balanced, but yeah you got it. It is.
Well, I live in a perfect world here, Stephanie. So
yeah,
you know, I get to have things like that. So go ahead.
So needs are basically those things that a business owner may need that could be potentially fulfilled by another business owner. Like, for instance, if a business needed a press release, another business could write a press release for them.
Right.
A have is something that you have, not meaning, just to clarify this, a have is more of a favor. So it's not I'm really good at this and pay me to do this. It is a, I am willing to do this to help out another business owner, you know, in the spirit of business helping
business.
Which
brings me to my question, my first real question about this thing, my first biting question, the first non-softball question here, Sean. This whole thing is based on what people want to give away and what people expect to receive for free?
Well, one of the examples that we started off with was, you know, a company may have some extra inventory that they've written off the books and they just need to move. They can offer that as a have. Some other business in other areas may need to receive something similar to that, So it's more of a barter exchange type avenue, and it's not businesssellingbusiness.com is not a true barter site.
So it's like a high tech way of putting something on the curb.
You bet. Exactly.
You bet.
Is that a way? So you know how you put things on the curb and you come back. You know who would want this? You put it on the curb, and about 4 seconds later, it's gone.
Absolutely.
Yep. One man's treasure is another man's man's trash is another man's treasure. I knew what
there you
right.
go. No, that's it. That's it. So okay, Stephanie. What if I do want to get rid of it, but I want it to? It's worth something.
If it's worth something and you are willing to, you know, and you need something. So, for instance, the great example we have is, you know, rubber duckies. This woman had too many rubber duckies. She had a soap company and she had too many rubber
duckies. I have that problem all the time.
Yeah. And a lot of people, like, the rubber duckies were hot. I mean, they were hot.
Yeah.
And so she gave away all these rubber duckies to other businesses. But she also took advantage of other people's haves that could fulfill her needs. So it's sort of a there's a trust factor to it,
yeah.
And obviously there's a true integrity concern on our part that we make mm-hmm. sure that the needs and haves are not just a I'm willing to sell you this sort of thing, because
one of the things that we all find out about since we've been in these cyber communities is we have grown these antenna that run up whenever somebody's trying to abuse the system, right? I mean, most of us have gotten pretty good at that, right?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
But there still are people out there who don't get it, right?
Oh yeah, and we've had to ban people. I mean, because when these lists come out, I mean, obviously when you post a need or a have to the list, you can say whether or not you want it to be anonymous, which means that we will act as a middleman and shield your information.
Right.
But in a lot of cases, people aren't concerned about that, and they will let their email address go out in the list. We have at least one instance, and it's only happened once, somebody spammed our whole list.
Oh.
And of course, they spammed us at the same time, which was a stupid thing on their part.
Right.
It made it
well, spammers are not smart. We know that.
Yeah, exactly. It made banning them really easy.
Yeah, we actually had them. We had their domain banned from the site before people started coming in with complaints.
Well, we actually try to put those people in jail if we can, but we can't always find them. The website is businesshelpingbusiness.com, right?
It is businesshelpingbusiness.com.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about this, because I want to delve into all the different reasons why people would do this. Because, you know, some people might be saying, hey, I don't live in Utopia. I can't take I can't take Goodwill to the grocery store. I got to make a living here. So we're going to talk about that with Stephanie and Sean right after these messages. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Little Dire Straits bringing us back. Little Mark Knopfler on the guitar and the yoo-hoos there. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance, because we built it for you. We built it so you can have the maximum opportunity to be successful, whether you got a business you're just starting or one that you're kind of trying to crank up right now, or one that you've owned for a while and you're growing. We got some stuff there for you from A to Z under the small business sun. 5 seconds, 1 minute, 3 minutes, 15 minutes. We got something that will help you. I hope you'll check it out. Use it to your advantage. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Thank you to those of you who have, and many of you have been now for almost a decade. And, of course, our blog is there. We post some stuff. The new blog post up there is about whether social media is dangerous. Could be dangerous to your small business. So check that out when you get a chance, and lots of other stuff there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Stephanie Stewart and Sean Davis are partners, co-founders on the Business Helping Business website, businesshelpingbusiness.com. We're talking about that. And but Stephanie, before we go any further, though, you got another business. And this is the one that helps you keep life and limb together, right?
Yes, we actually have a business called iThinkWorks, which is a a web design and development company that focuses on more of the social community aspect of websites.
iThinkWorks.com.
Yes, iThinkWorks.com.
Okay. And so you help companies like mine, like our audience, to sort of implement the social media elements of a website.
You got it. And just going back to your statement earlier, I do think social media is dangerous too.
Well, it can be. Let's talk about that for half a second. Because really, this business helping business, that's social media, isn't it?
It's
collaboration, right?
It is. Yep.
And isn't that what social media is? Isn't that really? If you think about it, folks, one of the things I point out in this article and that I've been saying for a long time, there's nothing really new under the sun. If you think about it, a computer is just a fancy wheel. But what is different, I think, is the ability for people who've never known each other before to find each other and collaborate and share so quickly and so effectively. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree. I think it can be, but, you know, looking at what you were saying earlier, it can be just as dangerous as it can be beneficial, depending
on
how you use
it. What would be dangerous in your mind? What would be, to me, the danger is for small businesses, it can be an incredible time thief, and it can seduce you into thinking that you're being productive when you're really not.
Wow, you said it all there. I mean, that's so true. I mean, you can spend a long time on the internet trying to establish, your social media campaign.
But I've got 400 people following me. What's wrong?
Yeah, but do they really care?
Right.
You know.
Well, and or Sean, are you giving them anything to make them care? Telling them that you're off to bed is not helping people care about you, is it?
Or what I just had for breakfast.
Yeah,
social media to me is, depending how you wield it, it's either a boon or it's a bust. And I think that with social media, approaching it like you would any other media outlet is cause for problems.
Well, your company and my company are person. We're a services company. I'm a word merchant. You're a solutions merchant. Social media is made for us. But if you're a dry cleaners, if you're a restaurant, if you're have a tire store, it's different, isn't it, Stephanie?
It is. You gotta really dig underneath the surface and see what's right for you.
Yeah.
It really does depend.
And it's a different environment too. I mean, back to business helping business. There are rules about how to behave on a site like that, in a community like that, that really are different from any communities we've ever had before, really, aren't they?
Oh yes. Definitely.
All right, I'm going to come back to my question about this altruism of your website. You know, some people are not as generous as other people. I found that out to be true. It took me about 50 years to figure that out, but I finally did, Stephanie. Some people aren't as generous as others. What, you know, are you seeing any resistance from people saying, hey, I can't take Goodwill to the grocery store. I need to sell something?
It's very few people, but we do occasionally have someone that will subscribe and then unsubscribe, and then we'll get some note from them because we declined to publish their ad. We don't publish people's ads.
But you only let people post things on that are for free?
Not necessarily. I mean, there's a lot of controversy around discounts coming in, and for the most part, we decline to publish discounts. But if a discount is too good to be true, we're going to know it, and we're going to let it go through.
So if I say, okay, I've got a used car here that ought to be worth $1,000, but I just put new tires on it. I paid $200. I'd at least like to get that much back for it. Is that not a good example, but use the numbers as an example. Is that something that would be worth putting on your site?
It might be. I mean, you're right. It's probably not a good example because it's sort of more consumer,
right? Yeah.
Car and stuff. But there are.
I've got a laptop maybe or something that there or whatever it might be. Sean, what do you think? I mean, I'm just trying to see what the rules are here. How far is, if everything doesn't have to be free, I'm going to give this away. Are some things allowed for, with money involved?
Well, I think trying to put a rule around everything is going to be problematic.
Okay.
Let's take it from the theory.
I'll tell you what. So the answer is, I got to wrap it up. The answer is, it is possible to do this with some money. But, folks, you got to find out what's going on. Look, go to this committee and see what happens. Sign up for it, businesshelpingbusiness.com. Stephanie and Sean, thank you for being here. Good job today. I'm proud of you guys.
Thank you.
See you next time. We'll hear more from these guys a little bit later on. Me too, after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.